So since the ASCO meeting in June, I've had the opportunity to interview several people, including at least one from your own department, and I give everybody a shot at trying to explain what happened at that, you know, really landmark presentation, the plenary presentation from the meeting on the Taylor X study. I mean, you know, this is an incredible data set, really, a landmark data set in breast cancer. And, you know, it's not necessarily rocket science, but it's also not that easy. So take your shot at kind of telling us where we're at right now.
So I think most clinicians are pretty familiar with the Oncotype DX. It's a test that was developed for ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer and seemed to really tease out who was likely to benefit from chemotherapy and who was not. So in retrospective work, looking at the landmark NSABP B20 study, a study of tamoxifen alone or tamoxifen with chemotherapy, they were able to show that the Oncotype DX score predicted who would benefit from chemotherapy. Tumors that had a score less than 18, there was absolutely no benefit. Women who had a score of greater than 25, it looked like the curves really diverged and there was a clear role for chemotherapy, especially above 30. And in that zone of 18 to 25 or 30, the so-called intermediate zone, the curves began to sort of drift apart, but it was hard to really know exactly where the inflection point was. Most of us on a day-to-day basis got pretty comfortable with the idea that if the score was, you know, low 20s or below, there was hardly any role for chemotherapy. And somewhere around 23, 24, 25, we started to give chemotherapy based on other features like tumor size and grade and things like that. But that was a retrospective analysis. And so the Taylor X study was a large NCI-supported study led by Joe Sperano and the ECOG group. And what they did is they took women who had ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer. They all got an Oncotype DX test done, and then the treatment was determined by the Oncotype DX. If the score was 11 or less, they just got endocrine therapy. And what they subsequently learned is that those women did very, very well. No reason to imagine that anybody with a score 11 or less needed chemo. If the score was 25 or higher, the women got chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. And in the group in between, between 11 and 25, they were randomized to receive endocrine therapy alone or chemotherapy plus endocrine therapy.